This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. Just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe, Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Game 3 of the World Series will be played tonight, where Major League Baseball banned the All-Star Game. The Atlanta Braves host the Houston Astros, with the series knotted at one game apiece in the best of seven. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
When a failed gun background check empowered a deranged young man to shoot up a church, the federal government became liable. In one such case, a settlement has been reached.
The Justice Department is settling with families who sued after the deadly shooting in 2015 at a South Carolina church. Families of those killed will get between $6 and $7.5 million, while those who survived will get $5 million. They sued after Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 people during a Bible study at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has announced a new name for the company.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York said Meta is a cancer to democracy, among other things. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Many gun experts will tell you death by a firearm is never an accident, only negligence. Trial attorney Jeff Harris on CNBC explained that a question of negligence on the Rust movie set in New Mexico last week could come down to the level of firearm training that actor and producer Alec Baldwin received.
Typically, negligence is something that occurs in the civil context. And if you have gross negligence, which is the kind of negligence that is likely to result in someone's death, that's criminal negligence. And I frankly think that if you have a movie set where you've got live ammunition that is intermingled with dummy ammunition and intermingled with blanks, that's the kind of activity that rises to the level of gross negligence. And I do believe that someone ultimately is going to be charged with at least criminal negligence in this case.
Mr. Harris explains a movie set shooting is different from a real world shooting.
If you point a gun at somebody in the real world and you accidentally discharge it and that person is injured or killed, you're going to be charged with manslaughter if they're killed, and you're going to have a negligence suit filed against you. But on a movie set, there may be reasons why you point a weapon at someone for artistic reasons. And so it's a different question. And so really the question here is, should Alec Baldwin have done something to confirm what the AD says to him?
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Prime.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's good to have back with us DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm looking at what's going on in this Virginia gubernatorial race, and I got to say, for the Republicans, regardless of the outcome, it looks like it's going to be win-win for them, is it not?
Well, we want, you know, I think a win would be better than a loss, for sure. You know, I mean, an actual win is what, you know, clearly the objective. But, you know, even if Youngkin comes up short, he at least has done what every Republican should do, in my view, in every race across the country, which is at least make the Democrats earn it. There's some instances where these Democrats run unopposed and then they don't even have to show up. And then they get, you know, Joe Stalin like 90% of the votes without, you know, Republicans even on the ballot. And that's sad. I live in New York City, and we have, I know, at least at the level of judgeships, we have instances where you have Democrat judges who don't even have a Republican lawyer run against them even to do a token effort. So, at a bare minimum, if Terry McAuliffe wins, which I hope doesn't happen, you know, at least the GOP has made him sweat big time. And ideally, and if there's a good chance this will happen, he'll lose. Glenn Youngkin will win that state. We'll have an opportunity to step back away from the socialist abyss, and a new conservative star will have been born.
Well, my old mentor used to say, DeRoy, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competition. And I think Youngkin can be thankful for Terry McAuliffe and what he offered him in opening his mouth and demonstrating to not only Virginia, but to the rest of the country, the true heart and soul of the Democratic Party, which at its very base says that parents should not be involved with the education of their kids. How ridiculous.
Yeah, he had that comment in his debate a few weeks back where he basically said that he didn't believe parents should be involved in the education of their kids. And I believe Michael Kinsley, the great journalist, said a gaffe is when a politician actually tells the truth. And I think people suddenly got an insight.
Yes.
What Terry McAuliffe actually believes, that parents ought to butt out and just let the teachers' unions control their kids. And he then came out when he got attacked on this and said, oh, I'm being taken out of context. And the Youngkin campaign very quickly, and to their credit, came up with another six examples of where Terry McAuliffe said, look, leave it to the school boards. That's why the school boards are there. The parents shouldn't be getting their noses involved in this sort of thing, sticking their noses into education. And it's very clear this is really what Terry McAuliffe believes. This wasn't just a slip of the tongue or, you know, poorly chosen words or something of the sort. And he said this over and over again. You know, he said, for example, I'm quoting Terry McAuliffe now, you don't want parents coming in every different school jurisdiction. You don't want 25 parents picking books. He said, somebody, a journalist by the name of Nick Minock, said, did you misspeak during the debate? He said, nope. I was talking about what we need to do, bringing people together. We have the state boards, we have the Board of Education, we have the local school boards who are all involved in this process. So, you know, it was not taken out of context. It wasn't a misstatement. It's a true reflection of what Terry McAuliffe actually believes. And a lot of parents, including independent, even some Democrat parents, are saying, hell no, we don't buy this. And they're showing up
exactly
in huge numbers in Youngkin rallies. And Youngkin's got huge momentum, and he just very well may become the next governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
We can only hope so. DeRoy, what this reveals is not only, again, the heart and soul of Terry McAuliffe, but the Democrats at large. This is what they believe. This is what siloed thinking generates. It generates this kind of goofy mindset that even our Constitution says it's the responsibility of the parents. And, you know, the Constitution be damned as far as the Democrats are concerned. It has no relevance. As they say, it's malleable. You know, the Founding Fathers really didn't mean what they wrote in the Constitution. Could you believe that?
Well, for them, the Constitution at best is a living document that can be changed, you know, every few months to fit whatever political needs the party in charge might have. That's the Democrats' view. The late, great free market economist Walter Williams said, you know, imagine that idea if it were applied to poker. And he said, imagine we could play poker by my living rules, and we just change the rules as the game goes on. So, yeah, they're very malleable about that. And as far as the education, keeping the parents out of the picture, which is what Terry McAuliffe and others like him want, it would be one thing if they said, all right, parents, butt out, we got this. And then they proceeded to teach the kids how to read, how to write, how to do math, learn some geography, learn some history, et cetera. And instead, they're getting their heads filled with critical race theory. If you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're a victim. America's based on racism. It's an evil, horrible place. Whites should apologize for being born like that. And then you've got the gender studies. You know, if you have a penis, you're a girl. If you have a vagina, you're a boy. And then we have this awful situation in Loudoun County, where this young girl, I guess ninth grade, went to the late girls' room. In walks a boy in a skirt. He proceeds to rape her. That was covered up. The school board had to fess up and say, yeah, it actually did happen. They didn't call the police at the time. They sent the boys, I think, about 10th grade or so, I think, to another school. He did the same thing again, and that, you know, got covered up. Finally, this has been exposed. I think he was actually found guilty of it. And when the father came to the school board to complain about it, he got thrown on the ground and hauled away by the police. And then the Department of Justice got involved and declared parents who were concerned about their education, the kids' educations, and participate in school board meetings, declared them as domestic terrorists, and said they were going to stick the FBI and the Patriot Act on him. So this is the level of totalitarianism, and he's worded by totalitarianism, with which the modern Democrat Party is dealing with parents who want nothing more than to have some significant input in the education of their sons and daughters.
Well, you would think that Merrick Garland, in his testimony before Congress, doubled down and did McAuliffe and the Democrats no favors, did he?
Yeah, he basically was, I thought, an incredibly uncooperative witness. He was very hesitant. He dodged questions. This is a man who Obama wanted to put on the Supreme Court. We're all told, oh, he's in the middle of the road. He's moderate. He'll be fantastic. Well, it turns out he is anything but moderate. He is radical left. And as I say, he's got a very strong totalitarian instinct in him to see how he responded to this letter from the National School Boards Association complaining about parents who show up at school boards. They claim that they were violent and threatening, but they didn't cite any examples of any violence or threats. And 5 days after that letter lands the Department of Justice, you get this memo from the Attorney General saying, you know, be on the lookout, parents, if you act up at school board meetings and so on, we're going to send the FBI in to investigate you as domestic terrorists. I don't know anybody who gets anything out of the U.S. government in 5 days. And it turns out now that letter was coordinated to the White House. The whole thing was a fix. This is from the same Biden administration who was supposed to bring us together, unify the country, turn down the temperature, calm things down, bring us back to normal. And instead we get division. We get the U.S. government sticking the FBI on mothers and fathers, and a level of rancor and division unlike anything I can remember in recent memory.
Well, he's bought into the Obama narrative, except he hasn't shown his phone and his pen yet. I think that's yet to be exposed. It might be in the upper right-hand drawer waiting to be taken out, because it's that same kind of arrogant attitude that is not going to bring people together. If anything, it's just going to keep us and drive us further apart. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with the American 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we've got the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor to National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, as you mentioned, Barack Obama is asking OPEC for more oil. I think the people in California, no, a friend of mine sent me a pic of a gas tank, meter reading, and gas over $7 a gallon in California. Is this insane?
$7 a gallon, that's higher than I've ever heard of in this country. I think we may have hit 4 and 5 at some point during the energy crisis, or maybe it's equivalent under Jimmy Carter. But this is all since Biden got in. I think prices have gone up at least $1 a gallon since he arrived. This is not an accident. This is the direct result of public policy decisions made by Joseph Robinette Biden. I mentioned before the break, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. They've reduced the number of permits that are given for drilling for oil and natural gas on federal lands. There's been a slowdown in general investment in the oil sector as a result of all of this. A lot of companies are saying, look, if we're going to have to do with this, we're just going to, keep our do stock buybacks and maybe invest in real estate or something.
Mm-hmm.
And keep their powder dry. And as a consequence, you're seeing the supply of oil drop. Demand has gone up as the economy's picked up with COVID receding to a degree. Surprise, surprise, oil goes up, gasoline prices go up, and the amount of money in Americans' wallets goes down. And I don't think this is an accident. I think this is what Biden and the left want. They want to drive up the cost of fossil fuels so that renewables like solar and wind and so on will be relatively inexpensive by comparison. And this is not a... this is not a bug. This is a feature, and I think these people. Behind the scenes, smiling about all this.
How does the middle class survive this?
As I've said before, three words: stop voting Democrat. Voted this man in. The thought was that, oh, Trump is out of control. We don't like the Twitter belt blast. He's mean. He's a bully. So let's put Biden in. Almost exactly a year ago, in went Biden, and surprise, surprise, where are we now? Things are just a total wreck in 9 months. It's amazing how much damage this man has done in 9 months, and he's done it simply by following the Democrat playbook, which is take the money out of people's pockets, let the government spend it because the government is so much more brilliant than we are, regulate everything within an inch of its life, and more recently, this is, again, sort of a 1984 standpoint, spy on the American people and try to reduce their freedoms. So this is what happens when people put Democrats into office, and people need to stop doing that. And that's how we regain our freedoms and we take back our country.
Well, Biden is even more dangerous because, as you know, I don't know that he's ever come up with a unique creative idea on his own. He's plagiarized his entire life. And even the Build Back Better plan, I mean, that's all from the World Economic Forum. That's not anything that he came up with. This is all part of the Great Reset, which leads us into a one world government. This is why, to your point, you're saying this isn't an accident. And people are being confused maybe a little bit in thinking, so quickly that they're going to write this off because of some mental disability. Whatever cognition remains in Joe Biden, what is clear is that he's all in 100% with the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset that is just going to clobber the holy what have you out of this constitutional republic and before that the middle class.
I think, unfortunately, you're correct. And on the Build Back Better, I thought, okay, at least the name of that bill is new. I saw a clip on Fox News Channel last night with Boris Johnson, I think the head of the World Economic Forum and the General Secretary of the United Nations back in 2020, about a year and a half ago, saying Build Back Better, Build Back Better, Build Back Better. So even the name of his major budget is plagiarized. That's plagiarism too, as well as the ideas behind it, which, as you say, are basically weaken the middle class. Everyone's got to live with less. We'll all be more equal together by sharing poverty jointly, and not make America great again. Make the place prosperous. Grow, build jobs. It's all about envy. Taking money out of the pockets of wealthy people, getting the poor and increasingly the middle class completely addicted to government handouts and entitlements, and building socialism better. That's what's going on here. And I don't think this is what most Americans expected when they put Biden in, the nice guy who's going to bring us all together and be polite and delightful. It's turned out he's a way worse bully than Donald J. Trump ever was. And it's the bully without the prosperity, and that's
exactly
the ideal for the American people.
Yeah, I mean, he's Barack Obama without the charm and charisma.
Exactly.
Is the way I look at it. You know,
that's right.
You know, how concerned should we be about Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema? I mean, here we are. We're counting on two Democrats that if they really had a heart for the American people, they would just say hell no at any cost. I mean, I don't care if you cut down this you know, tax and spend deal to, you know, $1 trillion. I mean, that's still $1 trillion that we don't have that supposedly the Biden administration and Jen Psaki are trying to convince us will cost us nothing. I mean, what is this, the new D.C. math, the fuzzy math that they are so famous for?
Yeah, if it costs us nothing, let's have a $15 trillion bill. You know,
why
not 3.5?
Exactly.
It's free, you know, just discharge 15, 20 trillion, why not that? Look, even if they get this thing down to a trillion, which would be better than 3.5 or 5.7 if you actually take out the accounting gimmicks and pay and add in the interest debt service on this thing. The number's down. What's very bad is even at a lower cost, as you say, $1 trillion we don't have, which will bump up inflation. Inside the thing, you've got more entitlements, more welfare. You've got all sorts of freebies. I think free college may be in there and assistance for illegal aliens and all this sort of thing. They're probably going to keep the program where they're going to hire additional IRS agents to spy on us and look at people's bank accounts. First, it was any bank account with a balance of $600 or more. And I think they raised that supposedly to $10,000. That's not $10,000 in the bank. That's $10,000 in transactions in and out throughout a year. So and most people, when your check goes in, that's one transaction. You pay your rent, that's another transaction. You pay your credit card, that's another transaction. As the money goes back and forth, once you have $10,000, the IRS is able to come in and look at all of your transactions and just snoop around and see if they find anything interesting. That is pure Big Brotherism. I suspect that's going to be the final bill. And I think the best way I think perhaps to shut this down may be Joe Manchin said that he will not support any budget resolution that does not include the anti-abortion Hyde Amendment. And if he sticks with that, my guess is that the far left, AOC and Ilhan Omar and the rest are not going to be happy if this budget does not allow federal funding of abortion. So I think what people ought to do is contact Joe Manchin's office, call him, fax him, email him, whatever it is, and say, thank you for standing for the Hyde Amendment. Stick with the Hyde Amendment. Keep your promises to unborn Americans. And if he stands by that and doesn't budge on that, that ultimately may be the final thing that causes this entire deal to collapse.
Yeah, go jump in your kayak and go next to his boat with a big sign. Tell him thank you. You know, why not? I mean, if the left is going to do that, why not?
Follow him into the message and thank him for supporting the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah, that too. Why not? But you know, to your point here, what's so dangerous about this deal is, like you say, even with $1 trillion, it taints the electorate. It gives them that taste of cocaine, so to speak, that entitlement cocaine. And as we know, with everything that comes from the government, these freebies, once they're out there, you know, like Reagan said, that's the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven.
That's right. I think Reagan said the closest thing to eternal life is a temporary government program. They're always temporary. It's just be a few years. Well, you know, we have the Spanish-American War tax, which is still on the books to a degree, and the Spanish-American War ended in 1898. So once you start these things, they just go on forever. And the Democrats are one of the tricks they're playing is putting in these new entitlements and saying, okay, we'll assume the program ends in 3 years, and then they stop counting it. They know very well once this thing is in, they'll never get rid of it. And the spending will just continue. It's just like, you know, you're it's like being a little bit pregnant, you know. Once it starts, it continues.
Exactly. You know, the only good news about these 85,000 IRS agents, if they're anything else like these unionized bureaucrats, their net effectiveness will probably be around the effect of maybe 20,000 IRS agents, because, you know, when it comes to government work, it's always just close enough to be good enough, I guess, right?
I think somebody calculated that if you add up the paid holidays and vacation time and all that, medical time, days off, et cetera, I think federal employees only work something like 10 months grand total. They take about 2 months off if you add it all up.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess maybe that's a good thing. Imagine if they actually worked all 12 months. One of the good things is America does not get all the government we pay for.
Amen. You're so optimistic. I love your perspective. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. Just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe, Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Game 3 of the World Series will be played tonight, where Major League Baseball banned the All-Star Game. The Atlanta Braves host the Houston Astros, with the series knotted at one game apiece in the best of seven. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word Gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word Gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text Gold to 48542.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, the COVID-19 global pandemic put intense pressure on people, communities, and industries across the globe and changed the way we live and work. I'm sure we all agree. That includes the legal sector, which had to embrace technology, evolve, and adapt to a new way of conducting business in 2020. Now, in response to increased workloads and tightening budgets, legal departments are increasingly turning to technology solutions to automate work, increase productivity, and control spending. Now we're on the other side of the height of the pandemic, and some of these changes may be here to stay. The 2021 Wolters Kluwer Future Ready Lawyers Survey, Moving Beyond the Pandemic, asked for insight from more than 700 legal professionals across the country and Europe on how they navigated 2020 and the trends and forecasts for the future. The two top trends cited, you might want to take note, as having the biggest impact on their organizations over the next 3 years, were increasing importance of legal technology, which scored at 77%, and coping with increased volume and complexity of information, also 77%. With us right now to talk about it is Dean Sonderegger. He's the head of Wolters Kluwer Legal and Regulatory U.S. Dean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Well, this number, 82% of corporate legal departments say it's important that the law firms they work with fully leverage technology. Boy, that's pretty conclusive, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's an interesting environment because law as a whole has been built, like a lot of services organizations, on an hourly fee structure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
One of the things that you get into with that is as I start to become more efficient or effective at the work, it takes me less time to do it. And so there's this pull and give and take, if you will, there. But it's pretty clear that clients who write the bills, who write the checks, rather, for the bills, are demanding better efficiency from the law firms. And so that's a wave, I think, that we see coming through in the profession.
Well, you've got 91% of legal organizations say technology has been very important to them in delivering client services during this pandemic, yet just 30% were very prepared to transition to supporting clients remotely at the start of the crisis, right?
Yeah, and I think that law, if you think about it, it may seem odd to think about this, but it is a very in-person kind of profession, or has been historically. People meet with clients in person, client teams work together, or attorney teams work together, and you get in front of a judge in court, right? And so I think that when the pandemic hit and we couldn't do a lot of those things, that was a huge transition for the practice of law. Moved to working very much virtually and remote and from many different locations. And so that was a big change that had to occur at the time.
Exactly. And Dean, what comes to mind was that book, I don't know, over 20 years old, I think, called Megatrends, where John Naismith wrote that as technology would increase, there would be an increase for connectivity with customers, with clients. He termed it high tech, high touch. Are you finding that a reality in this new technological world in the legal profession?
It's an interesting thing. I think that when you talk to the attorneys about their work, and so even before you get to clients, they feel more connected in a lot of ways to their peers because they are working very effectively virtually at this point in time. And I do think that it has lent itself to more frequent and in some cases more meaningful connection between clients and their attorneys. You know, even though we're not getting onto a plane to go talk to people, necessarily,
right.
It's a much more instant access kind of world that we live in today. So I think that does resonate.
Right. And no doubt it's proving benefit. Otherwise, you wouldn't have 57% of legal departments saying that they plan on increasing their technology investment, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think attorneys right now feel like they are more efficient than they have been. I think firms themselves are doing very well from a billable standpoint. I think they're very busy. And I think that as you see that technology come in, the leverage that you get off of each attorney, I think, starts to go up. So, yeah, I think that there is we are at the beginning, if you will, of a transition in which you're going to see a lot more investment in legal technology. And the pandemic, I think, accelerated that in the sense of the virtual and hybrid work environments and the connectivity and the use of technology to do that.
Exactly. We're talking with Dean Sonnenreger, head of Wolters Kluwer Legal and Regulatory U.S. Dean, in what ways did the legal industry evolve during this pandemic?
Well, I think the first way is that we shifted to being able to work from wherever we can at that point in time, and we started to use Zoom and secure file transfer, secure email kinds of things to really allow us to do that in a way that we felt comfortable. And then at the same time, you saw that emphasis on how do we maintain connection with clients? How do we maintain connection with each other in the legal industry? And so it is that evolution away from large sit-down kind of meetings that go for long periods of time to much more of an interaction on an ongoing and regular basis. So I think those have been very positive things.
Well, no doubt technology helped you adapt during the height of COVID-19, and it's kind of given you a rush into the downside and being on the other side. Not that we're free and clear yet with COVID-19, but I'm sure that you found those legal entities who adapted technology are further ahead of the curve now that we're getting on the other side of COVID-19. Is this what you're finding out too?
Yeah, so we talked about earlier the idea that you have this draw of the billable hours. So one of the things that's always been an issue with firms is say, if I have to spend less time on something, does my is it less of a good deal financially for me? And when you surveyed, part of the survey that we had, when you look at firms that actively invest in technology right now, you find that they are more profitable on average than their peers that do not actively invest in technology. So I think that you move to that world of the haves and have-nots from a business standpoint, in the sense that those who are actively investing in changing the way that they provide services are doing better.
Yeah, exactly, because technology has really raised the ante. And so in order to compete, you know, you're going to have clients that say, hey, how come you don't do what he does, right?
Yeah, and I think that the idea is that if I can do something faster, maybe I'm going to charge you less money for it, but maybe I use fewer attorneys also. And the clients are mm-hmm. well aware of these things, and I think that the statistic was 80% of the clients expect their providers to be using legal technology. And so I think that that's absolutely right. Clients are very savvy.
Yes. What changes do you expect will continue into the future here?
Yes, I think that you're going to see hybrid work is here to stay. I think you will continue to see people. You'll probably see more in-person meetings than you have, but I think that maintaining the labor force in the law firm is almost essential that you support the hybrid work environment. What I think the investment in technology is going to continue to do, though, is it's going to continue to think about productivity and efficiency. So can I do things faster and better and less expensive and pass that savings and the service, really, that you get from that along to my clients? So I think that's what you're going to see as we move forward.
Well, a couple of questions left to ask. This one first, tell us about the 2021 Future Ready Lawyer Survey, and what were the key takeaways for you?
Yeah, so the survey itself was a survey of 700 attorneys, both in the U.S. and in Europe, and both in law firms and in corporate legal. And I think that the interesting takeaway that we got out of that was when you ask attorneys how impactful is technology going to be, three out of four attorneys said it's going to be very impactful to the future of the practice of law. And at the same time, only one-third of the attorneys that were surveyed said that they or their firms were fully ready. So I guess that as a takeaway tells us that we've still got some work to do in the profession in terms of preparing for and adopting some of this technology.
Well, he's the head of Wolters Kluwer Legal and Regulatory U.S. Dean Sonderegger has been our guest. Dean, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, so thank you, Bill. Future Ready Lawyer is the name of the survey, so Google search will bring that up very quickly. It's free to download, and I recommend you take a look at it.
Thank you, Dean. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you so much.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Calling on behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and Adam Holtz joins us from Focus on the Family. We get a double hitter this week out of him, and we're grateful for it because we're going to talk about social media. Interesting that Facebook is now Meta, changing their name, and other things that have been going on. I thought was quite the contrast, considering they've been investing a lot of money to promote the brand of Facebook and some of their philosophy and you know, saying, I guess trying to indicate that they are willful participants in some amendment or clarification of this Article 230, which has been problematic and creating all kinds of problems that people are not sure what to do with, including the elected officials that we have given that job to. So the debate obviously will continue. Adam, good to be talking to you twice this week, my friend. How are you?
Likewise.
Hey, so let's talk about social media. I mean, a lot's been coming out here lately. I mean, you've had a couple of whistleblowers saying, hey, we've got problems here. This is all now being verified that, you know, to their shame. And I don't know how to give them any out on this. I mean, they knew the dangerous waters that they were prevailing in. And for the sake of greed and money, they continued to work the algorithms and endanger particularly young girls, where suicide rates have been off the charts here recently.
I'm not saying the
suicide rates is all about Facebook, like they're totally responsible. I'm not saying that, so don't get that from that.
Right.
I'm just saying that they're part and parcel to this condition that we're dealing with.
Well, this is the culmination of a story, Bill, that's been growing for about 10 years quietly. In 2012, we hit an inflection point culturally where the smartphone saturation rate among teenagers hit 50%, and virtually all of them were on social media. And not coincidentally, at the same time, researchers began to see mental health problems rise dramatically starting about 2011, 2012. And by that I mean anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, and kids actually committing suicide. And researchers will say that in any given year with any kind of social trend, you know, you might see a bump up a couple percent, you might see a bump down a couple percent, and over a decade or so you might see a gradual trend one way or the other. But what happened in 2012 was all of a sudden the numbers on those problems went through the roof. And so they began to dig into it, and you can't prove causation ever with this kind of stuff, but you can show correlation. And there seems to be a real correlation between exposure to social media and these mental health outcomes that are really bad for kids, especially tween girls and teen girls, because exactly, you get body image stuff involved. So Facebook has actively denied this for years. Earlier this year, they own Instagram, and Instagram was trying to pitch Instagram Kids. And people held up a red flag and said, wait a minute, we know that these problems exist. And even as recently as 6 months ago, Facebook and Instagram were saying things like, oh, no. It's great for kids to be able to connect. It's good relationally. And now this whistleblower's come out, and you know what it reminds me of, Bill? It reminds me of the smoking stuff in the 70s and 80s, where,
of course,
initially smoking manufacturers, cigarette manufacturers, tried to say, oh, no, this is not a problem, when they all had internal documents that said, yeah, our product's killing people and we know it. And
exactly,
it's the same thing. Facebook is having, not just Facebook, social media in general, and Instagram and Facebook in particular, we know are having a devastating effect on adolescent mental health. And, you know, now they're caught backpedaling because they're caught in a lie. And
right.
And you're right. It's all about the algorithm, and it's all about money.
No, without a doubt, that's exactly the bottom line. Human greed. This is what's going on, and we're supposed to have, like, the mainstream media, you know, which is a free and fair press, supposedly, and these other regulators that are supposed to be on top of it, but they're not. I mean, they have become beholden, you know, to the Facebook social media oligarchs, and they're not doing their job, and as a result, they're putting our kids in danger, all in the name, you know, of supposed freedom.
Right.
Freedom by whose definition, Adam?
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And we get into all kinds of other problems about how the algorithms at all of these companies, and now we're not just talking Facebook and Instagram, we're talking other social media, we're talking Google. These are not objective, philosophically neutral algorithms. The algorithms may function on their own once they're released into the wild via, you know, AI and mechanical learning and all that, but they're programmed with biases in place that skew in a left-leaning direction. And you don't have to be a social scientist to figure that out.
Well, it's irresponsible to release it and say, okay, well, you know, it's an algorithm, it's AI, so I'm not responsible. Wait a minute, we're talking ethics here.
Right.
I mean, this is kind of like what happened with gain of function.
Right.
And I know this is a little bit of a leap, but it's that kind of thinking that if we're not checking ourselves, we're putting humanity in danger here for our own greed and personal interest. I mean, we should be, as an evolved culture and population, we need to be more responsible and accountable than this, that we would fall victim to the age-old problems of greed, like you said.
Well, and a while back we talked about the documentary The Social Dilemma, and I think one of the most chilling things in that documentary, and that was a movie that was on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's still on Netflix or where it's available today, but it was a bunch of people who left all of these big tech companies because of their ethical queasiness over what was happening. And I remember one of the guys said, you know, we have these movies about robots taking over the world, and we think it's going to be a battle between, you know, Terminators and humans with laser beams. He said, guess what? The robots have already won. The AI controls everything already. And it was really a chilling moment. And another moment in that documentary, one of the guys said, these companies want you to give them as much of your life as you are willing to surrender via your smartphone. And they will take as much as you will give them, and they will put algorithms in place that, you know, like a rat following a pellet trail, you just keep gobbling them up. And, yeah, obviously we need a new level of regulation and oversight because it's been absolutely unchecked for too long, Bill.
And even to the point that obviously, I mean, this is the thing that's quite telling. I often say that, you know, these institutions will self-indict. And this is what's going on if you're watching what Facebook is putting forth. First of all, we've got two whistleblowers coming out and you go, okay, what's up with this?
Right.
I mean, because you're not talking about some innocent whistle. This is a whistleblower who is being paraded by political operatives into the Capitol. I mean, here,
right.
you get a news release, some news coverage, and then within days, she's in Congress. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I mean, over this, I mean, this is all being manufactured and orchestrated, first of all. So that's suspicious. And
yep.
The other thing is, and then, of course, what is she talking about? You know, the focus is 230. Well, what is her, really the idea, if you really read between the lines, is that they want more censorship to take place. They don't want less. I mean, this is really what this is, you know, in between the lines. This is what you have to discern from all this. On the surface, is oh, look at Facebook. They're being, you know, so legitimate and so upfront about this. And, you know, they're bringing real life people into these commercials and talking about their lives and what they try to do. And here's this young man talking about being the arbiter of that which is right and good. And we have no idea what this guy's background is,
other than
he's worked for Facebook all this time, right? And
exactly.
So he's the guy that's going to determine for my kids what's right and wrong, and
right.
for me what's right and wrong? This is
right.
really scary.
No, and we've got multiple stories that are overlapping here, and that you're exactly right. On one level, we need, I think, more oversight of how the process works and how it targets children because of the effects that we know it has on kids. But by the same token, I also don't want the government taking over Facebook to have it be a, you know, a propaganda mouthpiece for whatever they think is, you know, right and good. And frankly, that's already happened.
I was going to say it kind of is now, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but it is.
Totally.
And that's the thing that's disappointing because we're free marketeers. We love the free market. We love creativity. You know, I love what Mark Zuckerberg has made available. I just don't like the way it's being implemented to such a degree that it's prejudicial and it's become a propaganda arm for a party and for a ideology. That is shameful. It's unfortunate. And as a free people who should be living under, you know, I was saying today, we have to really understand that this is Team America. Okay,
yeah.
This is freedom. This is our God-given rights. This is our U.S. Constitution. This is the jersey that we wear that says USA Team America. It doesn't say Republican or Democrat. That the higher ideal for us is the freedoms as enumerated in our U.S. Constitution for all. And that's what we should be fighting for. That's what business should promote at the end of the day. And unfortunately, I believe Facebook and the social media oligarchs have lost their way. I'm not saying they shouldn't have a political interest. You can have your political interest.
Sure.
When you are utilizing that political interest for political advantage over one party over another, then I think you've crossed the line.
Yeah, absolutely, we have. And we need to reel it back in. But I'm not sure anybody has the will or the knowledge to do that.
It starts with the parents, though, Adam. That's your
point.
That's
right.
You know, mom and dad have got to be able to really, and I understand it's complex, but look it. For such a time as this, you were born into this era to deal with the responsibility of all these moving parts. You think this is a surprise to God, that God didn't know that this was happening? So we as parents need to step up. We need to, you know, maybe watch a little bit less TV. Spend some more time with our kids and be involved with the things that they're involved with, right?
Absolutely. It's got to be about intentionality and engagement on our part as we build those important relationships.
Exactly. There's a gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health. And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com?
Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you